Shalom, 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 Israel. First, giving honor to the Most High and His Son, Yahweh Shai. Today's class, we're still playing the victim. All the while, we were the perpetrators to begin with.
That's right.
We still blaming any and everybody for everything, except for the person that really mattered the most to be blamed.
Find it out.
Which is ourself, right? We're still playing that victim when we were perpetrators, right? Give me that definition, bro. Victim. We're gonna hop right into it. Read that, bro.
The definition, victim. A person harmed, injured, or killed as in a result of a crime.
We say a person that's harmed or killed, right? As a result of a crime, accident, event, or action, right? A victim, right? Okay, yeah. We all feel like that we that definition speak to what we deal with, right? Yeah. But let's go to perpetrator though. Let's see what perpetrators say. You tell me which one fit most. Bring that up, bro. Read that out.
The definition of perpetrator, a person who carries out a harmful, illegal, or immoral act.
So, if we were commanded to be a certain way, if we were commanded to do a certain thing, if we were commanded to speak a certain way, if we were commanded to live a certain way, if we were commanded to think a certain way, and we have laws that dictate these things, we have commandments that dictate these things, we have judgments that dictate the outcome of us doing or not doing these things, don't that put us in that harmful and illegal and immoral act? Right? We're continuing to be a perpetrator today because we don't want to have accountability. The things that we're going through is because we chose that path. It's our fault. The only way, and we've all seen these things, the only way for somebody to know that they are going through something is to admit it.
Bring it out.
An addict is not going to get help until they admit that I'm an addict.
Bring it out.
Right? Until we admit that we were the perpetrator, until we admit that we are the reason that we're going through these things, that these other people have opportunities to get above us because we gave them the steps to step on.
That's right.
It's us. We the one, right? Let's get into it. Give me Romans 15:4.
The book of Romans, chapter 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
There was written for what?
For our learning.
These things were written for our learning. Read.
That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
He said that we through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. These things were written for our learning, for you to see, okay, this is where we went wrong as a whole.
That's
okay,
right.
Now I know what happened. I know what led to that, the outcome of that. I got all of the information I need to not go back and do that. But yet, we continue to live in that same mind state. We don't change. We see the outcome. We see the results. But we're still living in darkness.
Bring it out.
We're still not having accountability.
Bring
we're
it
still
out.
Not taking things upon ourselves. We're still blaming everybody else.
That's right, bro.
And in the Hebrew Israelite community, we love to blame the white man. Well, all the while, we that devil. We that enemy. It's us. We the ones that put ourselves in this situation. We the ones that gave them the opportunity to get above because of what we did. Give me John, 1 John 1 and 1.
The book of 1 John, chapter 1 and verse 1.
Let me get that with you, boo. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard.
He say, that which was from the beginning, which we had heard, right? The light was there from the beginning. the information we needed was there from the beginning. How we were supposed to operate, how we were supposed to think, how we were supposed to act was there from the beginning. Read.
Which we have seen with our eyes.
He said, which we have heard and which we have seen with our eyes. We cannot say that we did not hear. We cannot say that we have not seen. We cannot say we did not know, because it was there from the beginning. We have no wiggle room to get out of it, because it was there from the beginning. We have no excuse that we can give, because it was there from the beginning. Read.
Which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
Read.
For the life was manifested, and when we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was the Father and was manifested unto us.
He said these things were manifested unto us. The examples was already put in place. These things was there for us to see, for us to hear, and for us to do.
That's right.
From the beginning, that light was there, but we chose darkness. And we chose to put the blame on everybody else after that darkness came in and we started getting checked for it. After the actions that we did, the consequences came about, and now we're blaming everybody else because of the consequences we brought on ourselves.
Bring it out.
Right? Give me Deuteronomy 30 and 15.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 and verse 15.
Read.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good.
He said what?
See, I have set before thee this day life and good.
So that's one choice, life and good. Read.
And death and evil.
And what?
And death and evil.
So that's two choices, life and good, or death and evil, right? Life and good, death and evil. So let's see what that is. What is that pertaining to, right? Give me Deuteronomy 11 and 26.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11 and verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing.
That life and good, read.
And a curse.
That death and that evil, right? Read.
A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God.
So in this disposition of time, right, when Moses was given the game, these are the things we were supposed to be adhering to, right? He say, a blessing if we were obedient, right? If we were obedient children, read.
Which I command you this day.
Uh-huh.
And a curse.
And what?
And a curse.
He say, and death and evil, read.
If you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God.
So those are the stipulations. If we listen, everything is right. If we love our brother like we love ourselves, we good. If we love our God and with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with everything, we good. Not coveting. Not bearing hatred. Not having that false witness.
Bring it out.
Not having that evil eye. Not feeding that defiled bread.
That's right.
If we were doing these things in the beginning, we would have been well off, right? Read.
But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day.
He said these curses was going to happen if we did not listen, but we turned aside from the commandment. Read.
To go after other gods.
To do what?
To go after other gods.
Read.
Which ye have not known.
He said to go after those other gods. You have created those gods that you wanted to follow after.
That's right.
You set yourself up as your own god in your own mind.
That's right.
Following after that. You're the reason why you having to go through these things. You're the reason why you having to have this heartache. You're the reason why you having to be at the bottom. Because you chose one of two paths. Life and good with the blessings, or death and evil with the curses. So if you look at the whole, us Israel, what path did we choose?
Man, I break it out.
Where have these things led us to? We're continuing to choose that same path day in and day out until we take hold and accept the accountability of our actions and stop putting the blame on everybody else.
That's right.
Because putting the blame on everybody else takes you out of the equation for you to get yourself right.
That's right.
Takes you out of the equation for you to truly, wholeheartedly, and repent. It takes all of the blame off of you and puts it somewhere else, so now you can continue to live in darkness. Because you've built up this lie in your mind, this illusion in your mind that everything is good because I have an enemy that done this to me. I'm acting this way because I have an enemy that done this to me. I think this way because I have an enemy that done this to me. I look this way because I have an enemy that done this to me. I do these things because I have an enemy that done this to me. No, you did it to yourself. You did it to yourself.
Right.
And now that you've been caught in your darkness, you don't want to accept accountability that you're the reason for living in the darkness. So let's go back. John, 1 John 1 and 1 again.
The book of 1 John, chapter 1 and verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes.
These things, man, were already set in place. Were already set in place from the beginning. Read.
Which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness.
He said, we've seen it, and we bear witness unto it. Read.
And show unto you that that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
He said, was manifested unto us. Read.
That which we have seen and heard.
He said, that which we have seen and heard. Read.
Declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us.
Read.
And truly, our fellowship is with the Father.
Is with who?
Is with the Father.
Is with who?
Is with the Father.
He said, our fellowship is with the Father when you're being obedient. Your fellowship is with the Father when you're adhering to what needs to be done. Loving your neighbor.
That's right.
Like you love yourself. Loving your God. With everything. Mind. Spirit. Soul. Everything. Because these things are going to lead you down the path of not coveting.
Right.
Not having hatred. Not bearing that false witness. Not giving that defiled bread. Not continuing to sip on the wine of darkness. Not continuing to lie to yourself. Not continuing to put the blame on everybody else when the blame was originally on you to begin with.
Wipe it out.
Read.
And with his son, Yahawashah.
He said, these are the things, man. From the beginning, the groundwork was already laid. So we have no excuse. We have nowhere to run to because we did it to ourselves. And until we take that accountability, we cannot grow.
That's right.
We cannot see past that veil until we take that accountability. We cannot see that light. We cannot knock on the door of Christ until we take that accountability.
That's right.
Until we stop playing the victim and start realizing I was the one that put myself in this situation. I was that perpetrator. I was that breaker of the law. I was that one that was harmful. I was that one in that illegal act. I was that one being immoral.
Break it out.
This is what we need to do. Accountability. Go back. Deuteronomy 30 and 15.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good.
Those blessings, read.
And death and evil.
The things that we're dealing with right now, read.
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
What we should have been doing?
To love the Lord thy God.
What we need to be doing?
To love the Lord thy God.
Read.
To walk in his way.
To be obedient, read.
And to keep his commandments.
And to do what?
To keep his commandments.
Read.
And his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live. And multiply.
That what?
Thou mayest live and multiply.
He said that we may live and multiply. Right? That live. Not just meaning you walking around and breathing. Come on, yeah, you're doing that. But to live in the light. To be that example. To show that brotherly and sisterly love.
That's right.
To be that pillar. To be that positive influence. Read.
And the Lord thy God shall bless thee.
He was going to do what?
Shall bless thee.
Read.
In the land whither thou goest to possess it.
Read.
But if thine heart turn away.
He said, but if your mind turn away, if you decide to choose that death and evil, these curses, read.
So that thou wilt not hear.
He said, what? Whoa, whoa. So thou will what?
So that thou will not hear.
Remember it said in the beginning, we heard it and we seen it. Read.
But shall be drawn away.
But shall what?
Be drawn away.
Shall be pulled away from the light. Read.
And worship other gods.
And do what?
And worship other gods.
That idolatry, that pride, that evil, that darkness. Read.
And serve them.
And do what?
And serve them.
Now, what do you think we doing right now?
That's right.
We still got this mind state right now. We still have this mind state right now. Because we don't want to let go of the carnal and pick up the spiritual.
Right now.
Because we still blaming everybody else with that carnal mind. Instead of realizing I'm the one that they even put this situation to begin with.
Right.
This is why. We have set these gods up in our mind. A lot of the times we ourselves are the God that we set in our mind.
Yeah.
And we start serving it. That ego, that darkness, that devil. Start serving it. Start doing it for so long subconsciously, man. You living subconsciously, you just loving to do wicked. And when good come around, when that light get to shine, you get to blinding yourself, you get to blocking the light, because you ain't trying to go to it. You ain't trying to see it. Your eyes have been adjusted so much to the darkness that you don't want to leave it. That's that not taking that accountability.
Right.
Give me Deuteronomy 28:15.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So this is going into those consequences. Read.
To observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses,
that what?
That all these curses,
that what?
That all these curses,
read,
shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
So we are still to this day overtaken by these curses because we have yet to take accountability and truly repent.
That's right.
Truly grow. Let go of the carnal and pick up the spiritual. To this day, we're still dealing with it. We're still having to go through these things right now. Because we don't want to take accountability.
That's right.
That's truly what repenting is. Confessing with your mouth that you've been wicked. Seeing the wrong and turning right.
That's right.
Let's go back. Deuteronomy 30 and 17 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 and 17. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou would not hear.
He say, but if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear. He just said it. If you will not hearken. If you will not hearken, this is what was going to happen. So you cannot put the blame on somebody else by you not listening.
Right.
You can't put the blame on somebody else by you not adhering to your end of the bargain.
That's right.
That's your fault. And then until we stop playing the victim, we're going to continue to see the darkness.
Right.
Read, Ruth.
But shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them.
Read.
I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish.
He said that what?
Ye shall surely perish.
Look at the estate. Look at how we are. Does it look like we living well and multiplying, or does it look like we perishing?
Right.
Our spirit is destroyed. Our mind is destroyed. Our thought process is destroyed. The actions that we take are destroyed and wicked. We are still perishing.
That's right.
Yes, physically, yeah. But the biggest thing is spiritually. We are still perishing to this day, spiritually. Because we don't want to take accountability. We don't want to let go and truly learn. Okay, I've been out here tripping. It's me. It's my fault. I did this. We don't want to grow up. We still want to be children in the truth. That's what a child does. A child don't take accountability when he done broke something. When he done lied. When he done did these things. The first thing that they do is blame it on somebody else. And most of the time they blame it on somebody they don't like. You can't make this up, man. Read, bro.
And that ye shall not prolong your days.
He say, by you not listening, you have now set yourself up to where instead of that you may live and multiply, that your days are now numbered. Read.
Upon the land, whither thou goest to possess it.
Read.
Over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death.
He did what?
I have set before you life and death.
Again. That life and good, that death and evil, right? Read.
Blessings and curses.
He say what?
Blessing and curses.
So that life goes with the blessings, that death goes with the curses, right? Read.
Therefore, choose life.
What we were supposed to choose?
Choose life.
What did we not choose?
Choose life.
The one thing we supposed to choose. The one thing that would have been well off. We chose death instead. Read.
That both thou and thy seed may live.
He say both thou and thy seed may live. That both thou and thy seed may thrive. That both thou and thy seed may still hold on to who they are. Read.
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God.
That what?
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God.
That when you hear that, that thou may love. That thou may love. That's an action. Accountability is an action. To love the Most High, man, you got to have accountability that you the one that tripped out. That you the one that showed that you didn't love him. You the one that got to fix that, not him. That's your fault. That's your wrong that you have to right. Read, bro.
And that thou mayest obey his voice.
He said that thou may finally listen. Read.
And that thou mayest cleave unto him.
Read.
For he is thy life.
For he is what?
For he is thy life.
He said he is thy life. He is that good. He is that blessing. He is that light. Read.
And the length of thy day.
And the what?
The length of thy day.
Read.
That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham.
There's more to it, bro. Finish it up.
To Isaac and to Jacob to give them.
These are the things that we should have been doing, bro. These are the things that we should have been doing, sis. These are the things that we should have been doing, Israel. And now that we've already walked that path, now it's time for us to take accountability for our actions.
That's right.
Give me Hosea 5 and 15.
The book of Hosea, chapter 5 and 15.
Let me get that with you, bro. Hold on one second.
I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense.
Till what?
They acknowledge their offense.
That sounds like accountability, don't it? He said, I will go and return to my place until they acknowledge their offense, right? Pull up perpetrator again one more time, bro. Right? Read 15 again.
I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense.
Perpetrator, a person who carries out a harmful, illegal, or immoral act. Read it again, bro.
Until they acknowledge their offense.
Boom. Read.
And seek my face.
And do what?
And seek my face.
That's accountability, man. Read.
In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He said, in that affliction, man, you're going to get to trying to seek me early. But until you take that accountability, until you acknowledge that you was wrong, man, and stop putting the blame on everybody else, you're not going to grow.
Read on.
You're not going to be able to be that tree planted by the brook. You're not going to be able to get the nourishment. You're not going to be able to get the water that you need. You're going to continue to be thirsty. You're going to continue to be hungry. You're going to continue to not be able to get the things you need. Your spirit is not going to grow. Your mind is going to continue to be blacked out. It's time, man. We got to stop putting the blame on everybody else, man. But we the ones that messed up.
That's right.
Most I said, he going to return to his place until we acknowledge that we was out here tripping. Until we take accountability for our actions. There was two choices. We chose the path that led us down to darkness. Give me 2 Ezra 8 and 50.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8 and verse 50. For many great mysteries shall be done to them that in the latter day time.
He say, many great miseries. That sounds like death and evil, don't it? Read.
In the latter time shall dwell in the world because they have walked in great pride.
Because they did what?
Walked in great pride.
By you not accepting the accountability that you messed up, you did what, bro?
Walked in great pride.
That's a prideful spirit, man.
That's right.
That's a prideful mind, man. Read.
But understand thou for thyself and seek out of glory for such as be like thee. For unto you is paradise open.
He say paradise is open for you. Read.
The tree of life is planted.
Read.
The time to come is prepared. Plenteousness is made ready. A city is built, and rest is allowed. Ye perfect goodness and wisdom.
These are the things that were set up for you if you would have took that life and good.
That's right.
These things are still prepared, ready for you. You got to take the first step, which is accountability.
Right.
Accountability. Every knee shall bow and every mouth will confess.
That's right.
Accountability. Give me Isaiah 5 and 11. Accountability, man. Read, bro.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5 and verse 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink.
That what?
They may follow strong drink.
That they may continue to lie to themselves with the doctrines that they pollute their own mind with.
Find it out.
That they may continue to get drunk off of the illusions that they built. Off of the lies that they tell themselves. Off of the blame game that they put on everybody else. Read.
That continue until night.
That what?
Continue until night.
Read.
Till wine inflame them.
Until they no longer understand that they was in the wrong. Everybody else is wrong. Everybody else is the problem. Everybody else is the issue. That's you. Read.
And the harp, and the bowl, the tambourine, and the pipe, and wine, and their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord.
But what?
They regard not the work of the Lord.
You regard not the work of the Lord because you have now set up these gods in your mind that you can't do no wrong. But everybody else has done you wrong. Everybody else is the problem. Everybody else is the issue. But it's you. You built up this narrative in your mind that you are the victim. You built up this narrative in your mind that you're the one that got these problems because of everybody else. Nah, it's because of you. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you think, the way you look, how you treat people, how you treat yourself. All of that. That pride. That selfishness. That's you. Read, bro.
Neither consider the operations of his hand.
They did what?
Neither consider the operations of his hand.
He said, neither consider. He said that plenteous, it was made for you, ready. But you won't consider it. That life and good was made for you, ready. But you don't consider it. Read, bro.
Therefore, my people are gone into captivity.
He said they what?
Gone into captivity.
Read.
Because they have no knowledge.
Because what?
They have no knowledge.
He say because they have no knowledge. And to not have knowledge is another thing on yourself. By you choosing to put up this wall, by you choosing to hide behind the darkness, to keep yourself away from the light, to keep you from having that accountability, you have no knowledge. You have no understanding.
Mark it out.
You have no will to fight because you think that you was right, they is wrong, you the victim, they the perpetrator. You can't be the victim if you the one that started it. I'm going to say that again. You cannot play the victim when you were the one that started it. You if you little, you take a toy from somebody. You swing on them, and they pop you in the eye. You can't play the victim.
That's right.
You started it.
Right.
That's you. And then you blame things on culture. Well, how did the culture get that way? That's you. You continue to feed that beast. You continue to feed that darkness. That's you. It's become culture because you let it become culture.
That's right.
And that's another escape goat for you to put the blame game on something instead of yourself.
Right.
Again, accountability. Read, bro.
And their honorable men are famished.
He say their honorable men are famished. Read.
And their multitude dried up with thirst.
He say that what?
Multitude dried up with thirst.
He say, man, life ain't good, but you wouldn't have to worry about the thirst. You wouldn't have to worry about it. You would have had the knowledge and the understanding given to you in wells. Overflowing. Read, bro.
Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself.
He say what?
Hell hath enlarged herself.
He say, the darkness hath enlarged itself, right? Read.
And opened her mouth without measure. And their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp.
He say, and that pride, man, read.
And he that rejoiceth shall descend into it.
He say, everybody that rejoices in not having that accountability, everybody that rejoices in having that prideful, selfish spirit, he say, gonna get swallowed up by the darkness.
That's right.
And you're going to continue to play the blame game. You're going to continue to act like you're the victim. You're going to continue to push the blame on somebody else. Read, bro.
And the mean man shall be brought down. And the mighty man shall be humbled.
Shall be what?
Shall be humbled.
Shall be what?
Shall be humbled.
Look, Israel. There's a lot of humbling going on right now.
That's right.
He say pride goes before destruction, man. And again, not taking accountability, not owning up, not voicing up, not being that standing up like a man, not standing up like a sister, man, accepting the fact that you was wrong, and now it's your responsibility to make things right. He said, "Hell's going to continue and enlarge itself. You're going to continue to fall into that pit. You're going to continue to have to get humbled." Read, bro.
And the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled.
Your mind, man, don't continue to get humble, man. You're going to continue to go through these things, man, until you accept the fact that you were the perpetrator and not the victim. These are the outcomes. These are the consequences. This is the way that the ball rolled from your actions.
All right.
You led yourself into thinking that you're the victim. Give me, go back, 2 Ezra 8:56.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8 and verse 56. For when they had taken liberty.
He said, for when they had taken liberty, right? Had the opportunity, read.
They despised the Most High.
They did what?
Despised the Most High.
Choosing death and evil.
Despised the Most High.
Choosing a living pride.
Despised the Most High.
Choosing not to listen.
Despised the Most High.
Read.
Thought scorn of his law.
Did what?
Thought scorn of his law.
Did not listen. Read.
And forsook his way.
And did what?
Forsook his way.
Chose death and evil. Read.
Moreover, they have trodden down his righteous.
They did what?
Trodden down his righteous.
Read.
And said in their heart.
And said in their mind. Read.
That there is no God.
That what?
That there is no God.
Remember, he said he was going to humble you. So in your humble state, you think, dang, man, this is what's going on. But there can't be no God, bro.
Bring it out.
This what I got to deal with, man. There can't be no God, bro.
Bring it out.
This how I'm rocking, man. There can't be no God, bro. You did it to yourself. You put yourself as a God, and guess where it led you? The ego got to talking, and you signed that. Excuse me. You wrote that check that you couldn't sign, bro.
Bring it out.
Read, bro.
Yay. And that knowing they must die.
He say what?
Yea, and that knowing they must die.
Death and evil, right? That perishing, right? Look at the spirit. Look at the mind. Israel as a whole, bro. Dead. Walking dead.
That's right.
Read.
For as the things aforesaid.
He say, for the things in the beginning have said.
Shall receive you. So thirst and pain are prepared for them.
He say, so what?
Thirst and pain are prepared for them.
He say, thirst and pain are prepared for them. That don't sound like life and good and blessings.
No.
Remember, he said, when you come to this water, when you drink this water, you thirst no more. It's a lot of parched people out in Israel right now. It's a lot of cotton mouth in Israel right now. Read it again, bro.
So thirst and pain are prepared for them.
Read.
For it was not his will that man should come to naught.
He said it was not his will that man should not be in this estate. Remember, he gave you the choice, life and good. That was the will right there, life and good. Be well off. That you may have life. That you may be well off. That you may be able to multiply. That was what was wanted. Read, bro.
But they which be created have defiled the name of him.
Had did what?
Defiled the name of him.
Did what?
Defiled the name of him.
Read.
That made them and were unthankful.
And were what?
Were unthankful.
And were what?
And were unthankful.
Bro, you can't make this up. Who does this sound like?
Bring it out.
Read.
Unto him which prepared life for them.
He say, he prepared life. Prepared life for them and were unthankful. That pride and selfish spirit, man. Until you take accountability for acting like this, until you take accountability for thinking like this, until you take accountability, you're going to continue to have to go through these things.
Right.
Give me 2 Ezra 7 and 54.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7 and verse 54. For we have walked in unpleasant places, and that the faces of them which have used abstinence shall shine above their stars.
He said the ones that act right, read.
Whereas our faces shall be blacker than darkness.
He said our faces shall be blacker than darkness. We will continue to be in the darkness, read.
For while we lived and committed iniquity.
He say, while we lived and committed iniquity, while we lived and we continued to choose death and evil, read.
We considered not that we should begin to suffer for it.
He say, we considered, why are we going through these things? We didn't consider it. You didn't consider that you were the perpetrator, therefore you got to deal with the consequences. But yet you want to put the blame on everybody else. Everybody else wronged you. Everybody else is in the wrong. Everybody else is the enemy. The biggest enemy you're dealing with is yourself.
That's right.
Read, bro.
After death, then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight, that if he be overcome, he shall suffer, as thou hast said.
He said that if he be overcome, he shall suffer. If you let the dark take hold, you let that ego take in, you let that devil sit in, man, you're going to suffer. Read.
But if he get the victory, he shall receive the thing that I say.
And that victory, man, starts off with accountability. You cannot begin to fix things if you don't accept that they're broken. Again, with the addict. An addict is not going to seek help until he accepts the fact that he is an addict. Read, bro.
For this is the life whereof Moses spake.
He said, this is what?
The life whereof Moses spake.
Remember, he said, you heard it and you seen it. It was from the beginning. Read.
Unto the people while he lived, saying, choose thee life.
What did he say?
Choose thee life.
What we didn't choose.
Choose thee life.
Read.
That thou mayest live.
Read.
Nevertheless.
He said, nevertheless, read.
They believe not him.
They what?
They believe not him.
Meaning they chose not to listen. Read, bro.
Nor yet the prophets after him. No, nor me, which have spoken unto them, that there should not be such heaviness in their destruction, as shall be joy over them that are persuaded to salvation.
He said these things, man, even after the fact, even after Moses, even after Ezra, even after Jeremiah, even after Elijah, even after John, even after Christ, even after Paul, even after the prophets, bro, nobody still want to listen.
Right.
Nobody wants to take accountability.
Right.
Everybody wants to put the blame on somebody else. You can't fix yourself until you understand that you were broken. Bro, who does this sound like?
Bring it out.
Who is going through this day in and day out? Who dealing with this? You got to get rid of that ego. You got to get rid of that pride, man. You got to get rid of that selfish spirit. Give me 1 Peter 1 and 10.
the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired.
He say, of which salvation the prophets have inquired, read.
And searched diligently.
And did what?
Searched diligently.
Read.
Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
He say, who prophesied the grace that should come unto you. Who are the ones telling you, man, choose life and good?
Find it out.
Who was telling you, man, drink this water so you thirst no more? Who's the ones telling you, man, don't worry about that defiled bread. Eat this bread. Eat this scroll. Read.
Searching what? Or what manner of time and spirit of Christ, which was with them, did signify?
Read.
When it testified beforehand, the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow.
These things were said, bro, from the beginning, man. From the beginning, Christ laid it on the line for you.
That's right.
But yet you still not want to accept accountability. Because if you would have accepted accountability, if you would have just walked down the path to begin with, he wouldn't have even had to be that sacrifice. He wouldn't have had to lay it on the line for you. But yet you chose the wrong path, which brought about all of these, what's the word I'm looking for? Which caused all of these actions to transpire, bro. That domino effect. One thing led to another thing, which led to another thing, which led to another thing. Now you don't even know who you are. Now you don't even care to love your brother. Now you don't even see your sister as a sister. You see her as a dog. Because that's what you call her. The female dog. You don't even see your brother as a brother. You see him as an op. You don't see God in your brothers and sisters. You see enemies. And you continue to play the victim. Read, bro.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the thing.
He said, they did minister these things unto us. Again, you heard it, you seen it, it was there. Read.
Which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel.
That did what?
That have preached the gospel.
That did what?
That have preached the gospel.
Read.
Unto you.
Unto who?
Unto you.
Unto who?
Unto you.
Unto you, Israel. Read.
With the Holy Ghost.
Read.
Sent down from heaven. Which things that have, which angels desire to look into.
With the messengers, man, wanted to bring down the information for you to understand, man. For you to crawl out of the darkness. For you to accept the light and knock on the door of Christ. Read.
Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind.
He say, do what?
Gird up your loins of your mind.
He say, man, have that accountability. Stand tall like a man. Stand tall like a sis, man. And accept that accountability that you out here tripping and go on and do the right thing. Read.
Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
Clear your mind. Read.
And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Yahweh Shah.
Read.
As obedient children.
As what?
Obedient children.
To be obedient, you have to listen.
That's right.
So to stop being that hard-headed child and blaming everybody else when you the one that did it.
Oh,
no. It's your fault. Accept that accountability. Read.
Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance.
He said, according to what?
The former lust in your ignorance.
He said, according to the former lust in your ignorance. Remember, he said, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Ignorance. Get it to yourself. Read.
But as he which hath called you is holy.
He said, he which hath called you is holy. Read.
So be ye holy.
He said, be separate, man. Read.
In all manner of conversation.
In what?
In all manner of conversation.
Amen. He said, be separate, man. In all manner of your conversation, man. All manner of your doing. All manner of how you think. Read.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work.
He do what?
Judgeth according to every man's work.
He say, judgeth according to every man's work. So if your work is defiled, what you gonna get judged on? If your thought process is defiled, what you gonna get judged on? If how you treat your brothers and sisters, it what you gonna get judged on? Read, bro.
Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.
No, we good. We good. Give me 1 Samuel 2:3. When we come back. So he say your actions, right?
The book of 1 Samuel 2:3.
Read.
Talk no more so exceeding proudly.
He say, don't speak. Don't let that prideful spirit come out. Don't let that selfish spirit come out. Read, bro.
Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth.
Remember, he say the former conversation. Read.
For the Lord is a God of knowledge.
He say he what?
For the Lord is a God of knowledge.
So the way to get that knowledge, you got to no longer have that pride. You got to no longer have that haughty, arrogant spirit. You have to have that accountability and start to change. Read.
And by him, actions are weighed.
He say what?
By him, actions are weighed.
He say by him, your actions is judged.
Right.
Let's go back. Verse 17. 1 Peter 1:17.
The book of 1 Peter 1:17. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work.
Do what?
Judgeth according to every man's work.
He say your actions are weighed. Read.
Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.
Read.
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with the corruptible things.
He said you were not redeemed with the corruptible things. Read.
As silver and gold from your vain conversation.
From what?
Your vain conversation.
Read.
Received by traditions from your father.
Received by what?
Traditions from your father.
Again, like that domino effect. By you not wanting to accept accountability. Generation after generation after generation of playing the victim. Right. Tradition after tradition after tradition of blaming somebody else. Read, bro.
But with the precious blood of Yahweh Shah.
But with what?
The precious blood of Yahweh Shah.
Read.
As of the Lamb without blemish and without spot.
Read.
Who verily were foreordained before the foundation of the world.
He said was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. Read.
Was manifest in these last times for you.
He said this thing right here, this spirit was here. The spirit was here from the beginning. But you chose to go down a different path, which led to the darkness, which led to the death and evil, which led to your mind being seared, which led to you continuing to play the role of the victim when you were the perpetrator, when you the one that started the whole chain of events. Give me Sirach 3:24. Let me get there, bro. Go ahead.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3:24. For many are deceived.
He say what?
For many are deceived.
What they deceived by though, bro?
By their own vain opinion.
By what?
Their own vain opinion.
Your own mind, man. You deceiving yourself. Thinking that things is gonna change, but you continuing to push the blame on somebody else. The only way it's gonna change is for you to have that accountability.
That's
for
right.
You to confess with your mouth.
That's right.
Read.
And an evil suspicion have overthrown their judgment.
He said that darkness, that ego, that devil has overthrown your judgment. Read.
Without eyes, thou shalt want light.
He said what?
Without eyes, thou shalt want light.
He said being in the darkness, you're gonna want that light. Read.
Profess not the knowledge, therefore, that thou hast not.
He said profess not the knowledge that you don't have. But yet, that's what we out here talking. Oh, yeah, the white man, this, that, and the third. The white man, this, that, and the third. The other nation did that, and the third. Not having the knowledge that it was you.
That's right.
Not having the knowledge that you was the reason.
That's right.
Read it again, bro.
Without eyes, thou shalt want light. Profess not the knowledge, therefore, that thou hast not.
Read.
A stubborn heart.
A what?
A stubborn heart.
A stubborn mind. Read.
Shall fare evil.
He say a stubborn heart shall fare that evil. Read.
At the last. And he that loveth danger shall perish therein.
You got to love danger, bro. By not having that accountability. By not accepting the fact that you out here tripping. That you were the reason that we got to go through these chains of events. That's you.
That's right.
He say you was going to perish. By loving that danger. That darkness is that danger.
Right.
That pride is that danger. That ego is that danger.
That's right.
That devil is that danger. And guess what? All of them things is you.
Yeah.
That's you. You the enemy that you so hate so much. Read, bro.
An abstinent heart shall be laden with sorrow, and the wicked man shall heap sin upon sin.
He say the abstinent heart shall be laden with sorrows, abstinent from the spirit. Laden with sorrows because you chose the path of death and evil. You chose the path of darkness. Read.
In the punishment of the proud, there is no remedy.
He say what?
In the punishment of the proud, there is no remedy.
Read.
For the plant of wickedness have taken root in him.
He say what?
The plant of wickedness have taken root in him.
That's why you don't want to accept your accountability. That's why you continue on to push things off of somebody else. Read.
The heart of the prudent will understand a parable.
Read.
And an attentive ear is the desire of a wise man.
He say an attentive ear is the desire of a wise man. Somebody that's willing to listen. Which in turn you learn. Which in turn you get knowledge. Which in turn you gain understanding. Which all comes back to wisdom. And we lacking that wisdom by us not wanting to first step accept accountability for our actions. For how we were thinking. For how we were operating. For how we were speaking. It was here. We heard it. We seen it. And we chose to do something else. Read, bro.
Water will quench a flaming fire.
He said, water will quench that flaming fire. Read.
And alms making an atonement for sin.
Read.
And he that requireth good terms is mindful of that which may come hereafter. And when he falleth, he shall find a stay.
He say, man, when you listen, man, everything gonna be all right. You ain't gotta have no worries. He said that fire is gonna be quenched. That thirst is gonna be quenched. That hunger is gonna be quelled. But again, it begins with you.
That's right.
It all comes back to you. Do you want it? Are you trying to see the light? Are you trying to get in? Give me Zechariah 7 and 11.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 7 and verse 11.
Oh, 1 second, bro. Let me get that with you. Go ahead.
But they refused to hearken.
But what happened?
They refused to hearken.
All of these things, man, was told to you, man. He say that an abstinent heart shall be laden with sorrow. That abstinent mind. Read it again, bro.
But they refused to hearken.
Read.
And pulled away the shoulder. And stopped their ears. That they should not hear.
That what?
That they should not hear.
How are you being obedient if you're not listening? How can you grow and learn and change if you're not being obedient? If you're not listening. Read, bro.
Yea, they made their hearts an adamant stone.
They what?
Made their hearts as an adamant stone.
He say, made your mind, bro. You blocked off your mind. Read.
Lest they should hear the law.
Lest what?
Lest they should hear the law.
Again, it was here from the beginning. You heard it. You seen it. It was there. You chose to stop up your ears. Pull away your shoulder. Read.
And the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit.
Had did what?
Which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit.
Read.
By the former prophet.
By what?
By the former prophet.
Read.
Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts.
He said, therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Read.
Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear.
So as the prophets cried, as the spirit had cried out, trying to give them the game, trying to let them know what's up. Read.
So they cried, and I would not hear.
So they crying out. They going through these sorrows. They going through this death and evil. And what the Most High say?
So they cried, and I would not hear.
He say, so they cried, and he would not hear. Read.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
Well, let's see what that's going. Give me Galatians 6 and 7. Let's see what that's going into. Because remember, he said actions are weighed, right? He said your actions, your works are judged, right? Read, bro.
Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth,
he say, for whatsoever a man do,
that shall he also reap.
That what?
That shall he also reap.
So by being that perpetrator, you've now created this chain of events of sorrow, of darkness, of sadness, of right. death, of your mind being destroyed, of you being at the bottom. Now you want to put the blame on somebody else because it didn't got too hard for you to deal with. You didn't create an enemy in your, so they can take the blame.
Yeah.
So they can relieve that pressure. It's you. You the biggest enemy to deal with. Read, bro.
For he that soweth to his flesh.
He said, for he that soweth to his flesh, for he that go down the path of death and evil and choose these curses. Read.
Shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Shall what?
Of the flesh reap corruption.
Shall of the flesh be in darkness. Shall of the mind be in darkness. Shall of the spirit be in darkness.
That's right.
Treat his sister with darkness. Treat his brother with darkness. Treat himself with darkness. Treat his family with darkness. Read it again, bro.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit.
But he that listens. But he that is obedient. But he that takes accountability. Read.
Shall of the spirit it reap life everlasting.
Bro, you cannot get past it.
Read out life.
The only way to get there is the first step is you.
Right.
You the biggest obstacle. Once you get yourself out the way, the ball roll down the hill.
That's right.
Give me Hebrews 10 and 32.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 32. But call to remembrance the former days.
He said, but call to remembrance the former days. Read.
In which, after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction.
Matter of fact, start at verse 30.
Verse 30. For we know him that had said, vengeance belongeth unto me.
Read.
I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people.
What did he say?
And again, the Lord shall judge his people.
So as the prophets and the spirit cried out, they did not hear. So they cried out, and the Most High ain't here. Read it again, bro.
For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people.
Shall what?
Shall judge his people.
Again, he judged those actions.
What?
That thought process. How you treat yourself. How you treat your brother. How you treat your sister. How you treat your family. How you operate. The things that you say. Read, bro.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Death and evil. These curses. It's a fearful thing, man. Day in and day out, man. Israel, man, you living in a fearful state because of your actions. Because of the lack of accountability. Because you want to blame everybody else for the things that you go through instead of standing tall, accepting that you was out here tripping, and changing. Make your wrong a right. But that's too hard. That requires too much work on your end. It's so much easier for you to blame everybody else to live in your illusions. But you're going to die in your illusions. Read, bro.
But call to remembering the former days. In which after ye were illuminated.
In which after the light was there for you. Read.
Ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Pardon. Whilst ye were made a gazing stock. Both by reproaches and afflictions. And partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used.
He say. You became that sight for the other ones to see. That laughing stock. Greatest people on the planet. People had everything. But yet now you're subject to the bottom. Also your action. Read.
For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoils of your good.
He say you had these things, man. They was there for you in the bounds of the Most High. Read.
Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance.
He say, knowing in yourselves that you was better off if you had chose life and good. Read.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience.
For ye have what?
Need of patience.
That's one thing we don't even use today. Read.
That after ye have done the will of God.
He say, after you have done the will of God, read.
Ye might receive the promise.
He say that ye might what?
Receive the promise.
Remember that those blessings, right? That life and good. But you got to do something to get it. Read.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come, will come.
Read it again, bro.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry.
Read.
Now, the just shall live by faith.
The what?
The just shall live by faith.
To get there first, you have to have accountability. You have to confess that you've been wilding, and now it's time to change. Read.
But if any man draw back.
He say, but if what?
If any man draw back.
Pull that shoulder.
If any man draw back.
Stop up their ears.
If any man draw back.
Read.
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
And look at what you're dealing with right now. There's no pleasure. Because you're continuing to stop up your ear. You're continuing to pull away your shoulder. You continue to keep that veil over your face and blame everybody else for your problems. How is that? How is that doing anything for you? Has that changed? Have the estate that you've been in changed after you blaming everybody else? Or are you still at the bottom? You still fear day in and day out. No assurity of life. Mind destroyed. Children are monsters. You a monster. The devil running rampant in your mind. The devil running rampant in your house. He said, no pleasure, man. Read.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
He said, we are not of them that draw back into that sin, man. That draw back into that darkness. Remember, he said, separate yourself. Be holy. Like Christ. Like the Most High. Read.
But of them that believe.
That what?
That believe.
To believe is an action. Which means you have to listen. And by listening means you're going to put into action the things that you heard. So therefore it comes back into belief and faith. It's an action. Not just a word. It's not just an emotion. It's not just a feeling. It's an action. Remember, actions are weighed. Read. Finish it out.
But of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
It's time to stop playing the victim, Israel. It's time to realize you was the perpetrator. It's time to realize that you was the one that started this whole chain of events, man. Give me 1 Timothy 4:1.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
He said the Spirit speaketh expressly, man. The word of God is coming out, man. Read.
That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
He said what?
In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall continue to live in darkness and not stand up and take accountability. Read.
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Doing what?
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Lying to themselves.
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Listening to that ego.
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Following that devil.
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Read.
And doctrines of devils.
Lying to yourself. Doctrines of devils, man. Read, bro.
Speaking lies.
Doing what?
Speaking lies.
Doing what?
Speaking lies.
Not only to yourself, but to your brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Read, bro.
In hypocrisy.
In what?
In hypocrisy.
Read.
Having their conscience seared.
Having what?
Their conscience seared.
Having what?
Their conscience seared.
That's that two-thirds, man. That's the route that you're going until you accept that accountability. Read.
With a hot iron. Forbidding to marry.
Doing what?
Forbidding to marry.
Read.
And commanding to abstain from meat.
He said commanding to abstain from that darkness, from those doctrines, from that evil in your mind. Read.
Which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth.
Right. You yourself, you have now abstained yourself from the good that the Most High have set for you. You chose the meats of darkness. You chose the meats of that defiled bread. You chose these things. That was that death and evil. That was those curses. We coming to a close, man. Give me 1 Peter 5:6.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5:6. Humble yourself.
What did he say?
Humble yourself.
Accountability.
Humble yourself.
Acceptance.
Humble yourself.
Read.
Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
That what?
He may exalt you in due time.
Read.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
Be what?
Be sober.
He say, be sober. It's not talking about drunk.
Read out.
Clear your mind.
That's right.
Get that darkness out your head. Get that ego out your head. Let that devil alone. Read.
Be vigilant.
Be what?
Be vigilant.
Read.
Because your adversary, the devil.
The who?
The devil.
The who?
The devil.
That's you. That's your mind. That's yourself. That's not no enemy. That's not no white man. That's not no other nation. That's you.
That's right.
You the perpetrator. You the devil that's leaking, that's looking around. That's searching. That's lurking. That's you.
That's right.
Read.
As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith.
He say, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Read.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Read.
But the God of all grace.
But what?
The God of all grace.
Read.
Who hath called us unto his eternal glory. By Yahawashah.
By who?
By Yahawashah.
That's that light, man. That's that example of the spirit. That's the thing that was there from the beginning that you have heard, that you have seen, but you didn't do. Read.
After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect.
Does what?
Make you perfect.
Read.
Establish, strengthen, settle you. To whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
It's time, man, to stop trying to play the victim. It's time to realize that you were the perpetrator. It's time to realize that you the reason that you are going through these things day in and day out. It's time to realize that you the reason why your mind is destroyed. It's time to realize that you the reason why you're living in darkness. It's time to realize that the enemy is you.
That's right, bro.
It's time to realize that it's your fault, that you need to have accountability so you can truly repent and change, seek the light of Christ and knock on that door. It's time. It's time, man. Stop seeing everybody else as the problem, as the issue, when it's yourself. Until you change, nothing else is going to change. And on that, we say shalom.